News reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden met with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Thursday during his first trip abroad since taking office in January. Biden met Johnson at a British seaside resort ahead of a Friday-Sunday G7 summit, a NATO summit on Monday, a U.S.-EU summit on Tuesday, and a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva the following day. Biden, though, has an uncomfortable message for Johnson, one of the leaders of the 2016 Brexit campaign. Stop heated EU divorce negotiations from undermining a 1998 U.S.-brokered peace deal known as the Good Friday Agreement that ended three decades of bloodshed in Northern Ireland. Johnson & Johnson says U.S. health officials have extended the expiration date for millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by an extra 6 weeks. The drug maker said Thursday that the Food and Drug Administration approved a longer shelf life for the one-dose shots. State officials recently warned that many unused doses would reach their original three-month expiration by the end of June. The extension comes as the rate of new U.S. vaccinations continues to slip. A Peruvian prosecutor on Thursday sought preventative custody for presidential hopeful Keiko Fujimori, who is disputing thousands of votes cast 4 days ago. The stakes are high for Fujimori, who faces a corruption trial that would be delayed if she wins her presidential race against far-left rival Pedro Castillo, who is clinging on to a narrow lead. If Fujimori loses, she will go on trial. Prosecutors have said they would seek a jail term of more than 30 years for the right-wing populist leader on charges she took money. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization on Thursday urged Europeans to travel responsibly during the summer holiday season and warned the continent was by no means out of danger in the battle against COVID-19 despite a steady decline of infection rates in recent weeks. Over the last 2 months, new COVID-19 cases, deaths, and hospitalizations have declined, prompting 36 out of 53 countries in the region to start easing restrictions. The WHO says the so-called Delta variant, first identified in India, is a matter of concern. The variant, quote, shows increased transmissibility and some immune escape is posed to take hold in the region, while many among vulnerable populations above the age of 60 remain unprotected. Jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's anti-corruption group vowed Thursday to fight on, despite a court ruling branding it a, quote, extremist organization and requiring it to shut down. Western countries and the European Union were quick to condemn Wednesday's late-night ruling, but senior Russian officials doubled down, describing Navalny as an agent collaborating with Washington. The court decision was the latest in a series of moves against critics of President Vladimir Putin, with some of his loudest opponents fleeing the country and several prominent activist groups and independent media shutting down. The ruling bans Navalny's anti-corruption foundation and a network of regional offices from continuing to operate, and under a recently passed law prevents those previously associated with the groups from running in parliamentary elections. The Myanmar junta has hit deposed civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi with corruption charges over claims she accepted illegal payments of gold and more than $500,000 in cash, state media reported Thursday. The country has been in turmoil since the generals ousted Suu Kyi on February 1st, with more than 850 civilians killed in a brutal crackdown by security forces on near-daily protests against the coup. 75-year-old Nobel laureate remains in custody. She's facing wide-ranging criminal charges, including sedition and breaching a colonial-era secrecy law. After weeks of legal wrangling, two of her trials are to start in earnest next week, hearing evidence from witnesses. And China passed a law Thursday to counter foreign sanctions as it strives to defuse U.S. and EU pressure over trade, technology, Hong Kong, and Xinjiang. The new law is China's latest and most wide-ranging legal attempt to retaliate against foreign sanctions, according to local experts. China's top legislature, the National People's Congress Standing Committee, passed the law on Thursday, according to state television. The U.S. and its allies have increasingly sanctioned Chinese officials to express concern about how China treats its Muslim Uyghur minority in Xinjiang. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Music now.